Let's continue with our studies.
Let me drown in you. Living water, let me drink from you. Holy Spirit, let me drown in you. Living water, let me drink from you. Holy Ghost, let me drown in you. Living water, let me drink from you. Holy Spirit, let me drown in you. Living water, let us drink from you. Holy Spirit, let me drown in you. Living water, let us drink from you. Holy Spirit, let us drown in you. Living water, let us drink from you. Holy Spirit, let us drown in you.
The glory of God is falling.
Living water, let us drink from you. Holy Spirit, let us drown in you.
It is the Holy Spirit that communicates the presence of God. It is the Holy Spirit that carries the presence of God. It is the Holy Spirit that communicates to you, brings to you, brings the experience to you.
Living water, let us drink from you.
Do you mean it? It's a prayer.
Holy Spirit, let us drown in you.
Be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Living water, let us drink from you. Holy Spirit, let us drown in you. Living water, let us drink from you.
Oh, sahatala.
Holy Ghost, let us drown in you. 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 Oh, Mahasa. Let us drown in you. 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 Pico, let us drown in you. 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 Living water, let us drink from you. Holy Spirit, let us drown in you. Living water, let us drink from you. Holy Spirit, let us drown in you. Living water, let us drink from you.
Perecepe momo sota paha tapata yakobatua.
The glory of God, sometimes it comes like a garment, it comes like a covering, a wave of embrace that is filled with the love of God, that is filled with the essence of God. It is the tangibility of His presence. It is fillable. It is fillable. Living water, let us drink from you. Holy Spirit, surrounding you. Living water, let us drink from you. Borasizamaha. Holy Ghost, let us run in you. 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 Let us run in you.
Be carried.
Let us run in you.
Be carried. 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 Be carried, my friend.
Costliest commodity in the whole universe is the presence of God. Take everything. Don't take your presence. Take us deep. Take us deep. Get us deep. Take us deep. Carry us, Lord, to the place you have never been before. Carry us. Carry us, Lord, to the place you have never been before.
God is very strong now. It's like there is a crown upon my head, and I know many of you is having the same encounter. It's like a crown. It's like a crown. It's like a crown. It's like a crown. When you touch the heart of God, there is nothing he can restrain from you. Began to look into a series of teaching that we have titled the Deliverance Ministry. We have made some progress day before yesterday and yesterday, and we will continue on that line. Our desire is to continue the ministry that Jesus started. The scripture says, greater works shall ye do. Why? Because I am limited by time. It so happened that the scope of my ministry will not be expanded if I don't move into the next phase. And because I need to move into, this is Jesus talking, because I need to move into the next phase, then I have to hand over the terrestrial ministry, the ministry upon the face of the earth, to disciples. A disciple is an obedient follower. You are not just a follower, you are an obedient follower, somebody that intends to become like his master. So, I want to ask, if Jesus cast out devils, and you are a disciple, and you don't cast out devils, are you a correct disciple? Anyway, we have touched those things. So, I think, you know, yesterday I was telling us, I told us that there are that there are seven specific spirits that manifest in a case of immorality. And when you say it, it might seem as if you just made a statement off the top of your head. But for That's not where we're going, but for the sake of emphasis, I would like us to see just read it. Luke chapter 8 verse 2. Somebody read for me. Luke chapter 8 and verse 2. Luke chapter 8 and verse 2. Luke chapter 8 and verse 2. If you are there, say amen.
Luke chapter 8 verse 2.
Yes.
And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward.
Are you still in verse 2?
No, verse 3.
No, just verse 2. Now, it's okay. Now, the point is, did you hear that? He said, Mary called Magdalene, who was delivered. Of how many spirits? You know the story of Mary Magdalene. The scripture said that she was caught in the very act, and they brought her. It so happened that the woman, her oppression is beyond a physical act. She is a host to demonic oppressions. And from this scripture, we can confirm, are you with me? How many spirits in tandem is actually at work through that vessel to be able to fulfill their agenda? You see, even seven spirits is in her, and she is still normal. You know, she is like a prostitute. Do you know how many men have slept with her? In fact, some of the people that is accusing her have slept with her. We'll get to that place, how to take away foothold from Satan. There are things that if you are engaged in, you are just giving yourself up for demonic enterprise. There is nothing you can do about it. You don't need to say demon or no demon. Once you are engaged in those activities, consciously or unconsciously, you are giving Satan a foothold. Are you with me? Now, that is for emphasis sake. So, there are seven. I listed them, but I'm not sure it's needful for me to tell you the names of those seven spirits. Is it needful? Okay. Let's leave it. You know, there are some people that say that in deliverance, you don't need to ask the demon questions. That's what you are taught, is it not true? Why do you think you don't need to ask demon question? They said, the ones I read, because me, I've read those ones you read too, and even more. They now said, because demons can't tell you the truth. What again? For me, that is a better reason than even saying that they lie. For me, because imagine if you have cases. For example, that crusade I came to, see many people littered everywhere. You start doing it one after the, you will faint. You will faint. What you need to do is Holy Ghost, move, deliver, break. That is, if you have, there's a place you need to reach up. We will teach it on showing you how to cast out devil, especially from yourself. You need to know there are four major ways. One of them is the one that you did, decrees and affirmations. That is one of the ways to cast out devils. I can show you from the scripture. In case we don't reach it, just know that this is one of the ways for ministry, practical ways, decrees and what? Affirmations. Somebody will ask me, how do I know? The book of Matthew chapter 4. Have you been to Matthew chapter 4 before? The temptation of Jesus. There is a time Jesus, Satan asked Jesus and said, bow to me and I will give you. What did Jesus say? He said, get thee behind me. It is you that doesn't know that that word is actually casting of devil. Is it not? When you want to cast out devil, what do? Command the devil to go.
to show you that it's both decree and affirmation, he said, for it is what? Written. So we'll still get to all those places. This topic is quite elaborate. I'm not sure, we might have to trickle over to next week, but let's see how far we can go today. There are two questions I need to answer before we go. Okay, let me just call the spirit: perversion, lust, sickness, abuse, greed, seduction, and pollution. Pollution. Let me tell you one of the greatest things. For example, have you seen somebody that watched pornography? The greatest impact of that thing is beyond what it does to you, is that there is a demon. There is a demon that takes charge as soon as you expose yourself to it. And the first impact of that demon is to pollute, such that by the time you are through, you will feel dirty. You will feel dirty. What if you have ever interacted with that, especially if you are a believer, you will feel dirty. It's a spirit that makes you feel like that. There are seven. Okay, let me just tidy these two questions, because somebody might be asking this question and we might not have time to get into it. For example, one, can devils cast out devils? Huh? Luke chapter 11 verse 15. Let's find out. I don't want to take your opinion. Let's find out from the scripture, because most of the things that has been taught by this is folk tales that cannot be traced to scripture. So let's find out from scripture. Somebody read for us.
Luke chapter 11 verse 15.
If you are there, say amen. Okay.
But some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils.
Okay. Continue.
And others.
To 18.
Okay. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub.
He said, if Satan cast out Satan, the house is divided. So how can devil cast out devil? You know what I'm telling you? You have probably have seen some of these demonic prophets. You know, my guy used to like them. His deliverance, he still does sound like them. This is the way they do hand. They will not do you like this. I have seen people cast out devil, and it's almost like what I saw in the scripture. And because of that, I like those ones. And as we get to see, as I said before, 70% of sick, in fact 80% of issues of sicknesses is traced to demonic oppressions, demons, devils. Are you with me? Such that if you must be competent in the healing ministry, you must know how to cast out devils. For example, I see somebody like Pastor Chris Oyakilome, and they'll be worshiping. The man will just walk in like a white angel and then look at the paper and say, out. Some people, he might not get to say anything. The person is still there. He is here. They will start shaking. Is it not what is in your Bible? Some of them cry out and come out. 2010, when I was listening to DP, and I listened to seven purposes of prayer. Number one, he said that it's God discovery. This is how we go down and it comes up. This is what's midweek, goes what new. And devils cry out. I say, Jesus. When we devil cry out, when they see me, I was looking up. Well, it's easy, actually. See, some of the things that God does in our life is a combination of many factors. So sometimes you cannot say it's about 2 years, it's about the chronological years. No, it's about some things shifting and building up in your life. Are you with me? So for some people, you can just take a few moments. for some it will take long. Are you with me? Because there are variabilities, and these things vary according to different persons, but the standard is one. So I see that one and I liked it. But there are all these fake prophetic, if you think, watch those, some African, Ghana, all those things, I can't even stand it. There are people that watch it a lot and then tell the stories of how bad it is. Me, I have not watched anyone. Like the one that is near us, I've never watched one video. I don't do that. I have never. The only information I've heard about him is the one I heard from people and I read. I don't have any business. Meanwhile, we have seen that person. You can ask my sister, in the spirit. And there is something that happened, and the whole regime was sunk into the ground, and the whole place covered, and green grass sprouted up, and a new move of God came. Oh, you don't need to believe it. It has happened in the spirit already. That's why some of us are not moved. We know what God is doing, and we don't know the news from outside, from CNN. No. We live where news is being crafted and broadcasted. Do you know that there is what we call newsroom in the White House? Before they come out in the newsroom, they have called some chief reporters and told them what they are going to talk about. That place that they call some chief reporters, that's where we find ourselves. So we know the breaking news before you come. When they now break, you say, no, some of us are calm. Because we are being ready for what, for example, we are being ready for what God will do. See this corona period. Didn't you notice that we are ready for it? It is in this corona period that we made the greatest progress in all round. Not one aspect was affected. In fact, the aspect that would have been affected is our walk with God. But it even, this period even gave us the impetus. This is when we did 24 hours. Many of us, you would have noticed, because, for example, me, my schedule in, you know how it happened. The whole of April packed, May packed, June almost. And that is how. So it means that had it been, it didn't happen. Probably they'll be seeing me once. So the most you will see me is Tuesday, Wednesday, and then this one, you now call me, Pastor, I want to come tomorrow. I say, come. The people that stay in tent, we pray in the night. My friend, enjoy this thing, it will not last forever. So are you with me? So that is the broadcast news. Now, when you say that devils can cast devils, then you are contradicting what is in the scripture. When you read Acts chapter 19, the sons of Sceva? Is it not Acts 19, right? Yes. So the scripture called them, they had a title. What's their title? Exorcist. So they are professionals. Are you with me? Now, when I went to a crusade before I came to your own, I went there, and you must have seen what I wrote somewhere. When I shouted Jesus, then things started happening. And then one lady now came and said that they know me and they are waiting for me. My brother, that is the first time I have gone to that area at all in my life for any reason. I want to ask, how did they know me? So that's when you begin to understand that there must have been a means through which they communicate and connect to each other. Yes, there is such a thing as network. Now, let me explain to you. The ministry of an exorcist, you don't necessarily need the Bible to be born again. It is actually a thriving ministry in the dark ages. I would like you to go and study exorcism. Okay, you study psychology, so you know. So I would like you to go and do it. One of the things they know is how to appease devils by devils. Are you with me now? So that is what. So now Jesus even asked them question. He said, your sons, how do they do their own? In other words, it is a known profession. Are you with me? To exorcise. The question is, what is exorcism? They look as if they are close, exorcise and expel, but they are not the same. The ministry of the believer is what? Yes. Take out the spirit. Such was the case, to the point that Jesus now said in the letter, and he said, if I cast out devils by the finger of God, it means that what? The kingdom of God has come to you. So this is what they actually do. It's more like what they do in the villages those days. For example, a spirit will come and the river will start swallowing people. That one that happens in your school. And then somebody that knows the rudiments of the realm will come and add one and two together and say, bring this, and then it will activate some things. And what the spirit in the water is holding will come out. That means somebody know how to appease somebody. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In fact, if you even consider the case of the man that said that they cast out an evil spirit, and he went, after going around, he came back. He said, I will call my friends. Are you with me? What does it show you? That devils have what? Friends. Network. Say after me, network. So what they do is that if you are my friend, you can invite me, come, let's hold this man strong. The man don't disturb us many years ago. As he don't enter our area, make we no leave him. That's what happens to some people that they don't understand. For example, you get born again, and then maybe you used to dabble in immorality, and then you got born again and fired after 2, 3, 4, 5 years. You know, you dealt with Satan all those periods, and then ministry started balancing after 10 years. And then you don't need to pray 3 to 4 hours the way you used to pray. Because you are asking me how long. I told you 1 year. What I forgot to tell you is that there is no end. To help yourself, if you will be safe. Are you hearing me? You better hear me. So, the point is this. When you now get comfortable, before you know what is happening, the anointing is moving on. But you notice that you start looking at damn self. You say, no, no. You speak in tongues. Then you look again, and then a voice will interpret it to you and say, this is not bad. You are just trying to admire the creature of God. People can wallow in deceit. You say you want to admire the creature of God. You see the word you used. Satan will smile and bring out his secret and on it and say action. Say action. Because you know something is about to happen. And then you get more comfortable. Get more comfortable. Get more comfortable. If one thing leads to another, and then you now do the act, this is what will happen. You have by that act given Satan, devils, what? A foothold. The spirit that was in charge before, I pray you, it doesn't happen. Then it will now come back. But he knows, it is possible I might leave the way I left before. What should I do never to leave? You will now go and bring many, many stronger than him, and they will come and garrison your heart. So when that thing happens, you will now go and do 3 days fasting you used to. It happens to some people. When they fall back into masturbation, they will do the 3 days fasting they did and became free before. It will not work. What they didn't know is that they have called what? 7 spirits stronger than the one that was there before. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So, devils cannot cast devils. What they do is appease. Meanwhile, it will seem as if there is calm. The way you will know is that after some season, the matter will what? Come back. After some time, the matter, it only takes time. After some time, it will still come back. The another question is, can a demonized person cast out devils? I hope you know I have explained what it means to be demonized. It means the extent of the influence of an evil spirit in a person. And when you mean extent, it means that you can put it in percentage. So, for example, it can be 10%, it can be 20%, it can be 30%, it can be 40%, it can be 50, it can be what? 60. Follow me. Then, if... Are you with me? Do you know it is possible that a pastor can be demonized and then he will cast out devils too? I want to use pastor because it happens to every other believer. That is why it is not enough to assume simply because something happened, anointing, that you are free. In fact, let me give you a typical example of a case of demonization, especially in the issue of pastors. There is what we call the spirit of depression. Say depression. You see, a pastor can be discouraged terribly because of the things that he sees, and that demon will hang and penetrate into his life, especially if he finds any foothold. Are you with me? It's possible because of that frustration that he is now has now developed anger for his wife or for his children. Are you with me? And that will become the foothold that the demon of depression will find in the life, and then he will leech on that man and stay. Meanwhile, are you with me? In that condition, if you worship, do some things, the anointing can come on the man and he will do wonders. Only for him to leave that place and the demon of depression will hold him to the point that we wonder why he is the minister. Yeah. DP, there is a message he preached about David Yonggi Cho. He said that he went to South Korea to deliver South Korea. And then when he was in the hotel room, he said Satan appeared in that place. He said that the room became... The AC is on, the radiator is on rather, but the room became chilly, like an icy water. He prayed in tongues, sharp rather by Satan, said, "You see, your tongues is not doing anything to me. I have caught you today and I will kill you. You have come to take my people away from me and I will not allow you to do that." Are you seeing it? Anyway, that was for later. If devil can kill you, why is he talking? He should go ahead and kill you now. He is just talk, he's boast. He is saying it to know whether you will shake. When you now shake, he will now pack you into bag and put you behind and go. But if you stand and roar, you are a lion, my friend. You think it's easy to collect a lion? Even when a lion is wounded, it's not yet easy to collect him. Even when you made mistake, it's not easy to cage a lion, even in his wounded state. He said that the matter got worse to the point that when he turned and see his wife on the bed, he said, "Who is this woman? Where did they marry her from?" He will see the members in the church. He said, "Who saddled me with all this responsibility?" He is angry with everybody. Are you with me now? Even the peace said it happened to him. That the time came, he wanted to go to UNN chemistry lab and collect a hydrogen cyanide to drink. He said, "Is this what my father called me to do? What my father gave birth to me to do?" It happens. But when it comes, the anointing comes, things happen. People won't know what the man is passing through. Are you with me now? And to tell you the truth, that is the most consistent demon or spirit that disturbs ministers of the gospel. I have been there. And if it was not for the knowledge that I have concerning the teachings that others gave me, I would have been swallowed by the same matter. You will say, "God has forgotten you. God has forsaken you. He is not answering your prayer. He is not doing anything. Why has God forsaken me?" You will now cry. After crying, the devil will say, "We have caught you today." It's not time to cry. It's time to turn at the demon and command you to leave. The spirit, command the dark cloud to clear in the name of Jesus Christ. I know you. Once you say, "I know you, Satan, you spirit of depression, I know you, you have come again, I know you." Once you identify, we will still come to that. The first stage in practical deliverance is if it is possible to identify the spirit that is operating. You have totally disarmed the spirit. That is why most times when Jesus meets cases, he will call the spirit by the name. Deaf and dumb spirit, unclean spirit. Are you with me? Foul spirit. Calls them by their name. You spirit of depression, I know you. You are here again. There is somebody that said that his own is the spirit of masturbation. If he comes, he overpowers him. In fact, there is a guy that gave testimony on our mentorship page. He said that he will have three signs. Are you with me? That means most times you will know that something is about to happen that will swallow you. Once that thing starts happening, you know what you do? You say, I know you. I know. You will know that this is what is. Say, start saying it. I know you. Is you spirit of immorality, masturbation. You have come again. Is you. I know you. I touch you. Don't wait till the thing overpowers you. I now say, Jesus, start speaking in tongues. They don't carry you that time. Your tongue is not powerful. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They have moved from your tough to the tough of the evil spirit. Don't allow Satan to bring you on his tough. Let the warfare stay on your own tough. Somebody can come to your back. If Satan wins you on your backyard, there is only one reason why. It's ignorance that can make Satan win you on your backyard. Amen. So a demonized person can cast out devils. In fact, I think it's Apostle Simon that said that a pastor that is doing deliverance for other people now met him and complained about issues that he's having. He touched the pastor. Pastor started manifesting demons. Meanwhile, he is what? Casting. There is an evangelist in our church. In fact, he is the leader of our prayer warrior team. Say prayer warrior. Oh, Moko Bahasa. Some of the leaders of your prayer team, they are demonized, my friend. Demonized. Don't be moved by all those things. Thank God, God has given us grace so we can say some things. If he has not given me grace in prayer, if I say it, they say it's because he can't pray. They have not given me. That is why. Are you with me? This type of commission that God committed to us, before God will allow you to do it, he will first of all make you a public spectacle so that you will speak with authority concerning these matters. If you are not a fasting person, you start talking and they say it's because you are not fasting. That's why there are some things I say. Sometimes I say it on Facebook. People won't say anything because you that want to say something, you need to have at least done what I did. Are you with me? Yes. I know it's not about result, but if you don't have result and you question somebody that have result, you must be sure of what you are saying. That is why if you are even wise, if you know some things and you see somebody having result, having a different view, I will suggest that even if you know you are correct, I will suggest that you keep your own opinion until you have proved it. Eh? Then come back. That's what they told DP. He was gathering pastors many years ago. He said, let me share the burden of God for this territory, for Southeast. I want to tell you what God wants to do. Nobody is listening to him. Say, this small boy, go away. 10 years later, he became a king. Say, king. When he calls for meeting, all of them will be rushing to come. Even his sons call meeting, people will rush. Why? They have now found out that after 10 years, he was able to prove what he was saying. Now he can say and they will believe it. I was in a meeting and the general overseer of the biggest Pentecostal church in Southeast was in the same meeting with him. And he was calling him, sir, 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 sir. As he was preaching, he was calling. Me, I know they are not age mates, both in life, they're born again, everything. They are not. I know that man from when I was in secondary school. What happened? What changed? Say, result. Even though what he has been saying was the truth, But it was not still enough for him to begin to force it down the truth of people without proof. If it is true that God called you to present a truth to the body of Christ as the authority of your ministry, you must allow God to pass you through process. Huh? So that you will produce evidence. Evidence is not just manifestation. Evidence might have to be a lifestyle that is concurrent with the revelations that you are bringing. Are you with me? For example, there are some things people teach. I'm not saying it is wrong, but for example, people teach immortality. Huh? Follow me. Okay, if you teach immortality and you are sick, follow me. Are you saying the truth? I don't know whether it's truth or not, but you have not proved it. And who will go and take a drug that has not been proved? You want to be the lab rat to test. Some people that are not even saying it are experiencing the glory, are experiencing the thing more than you. Okay, now you now have bad head. But you say it's immortality. There's something I don't want to say. Sometimes when Paul will be saying, he said that there are some things I saw, but I'm not yet permitted to say it because I've not been granted authority from process to be able to relate those matters. And if you insist on saying things that you have not been granted authority saying, that is assuming it is true. Are you with me? Assuming it is true, you will still find yourself in error. Okay, so the D of our study is how to identify demonic presence and oppression. How to identify demonic presence and oppression. Number one, restlessness. Luke chapter 11, verse 24. Luke chapter 11, verse 24. Read it for me.
Luke chapter 11, verse 24. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest.
Now, if your Bible is your own, underline that word, seeking what?
Rest.
Seeking rest. You can just finish the verse.
And finding none, he said, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in.
Is enough.
And dwell there.
Is enough. Now, when a spirit is removed, the scripture says that he goes to dry places in search of what? In search of rest. So the proof of demonic activity is restlessness. In fact, as I've said, there is a weight of God's glory, fiery glory that you carry. When you come around a demonized person, the person will start manifesting. The demon will become restless because he's already been ejected from his place of residence. Are you with me? Something is trying, is telling him, come out, come out, come out, come out, and he doesn't like it. Now, let me tell you simply what it means. If you come around and notice a situation, even in your life, and you notice that rest has been taken from you, are you with me? It's a sign that a demon is at work on your life. As a matter of fact, any person at all, you notice that rest has been taken away from you, then a devil is at work. A demon. Restlessness. Say restlessness. Have you seen demonized people? They will be twitching. Is it not true? Turning, twitching, really demonized. That the rate of demonic activity in their life has increased. Let's use a case of insanity for an example. They will be twitching and turning. You can't hold them one place. It's either they are moving or they are talking, or they must be doing something. Is restlessness. Come unto me, O ye that labor and are heavy laden. And I will what? That is the greatest thing that God can do for a man. It is assumed that anybody that is operating under the government of Jesus Christ has not found rest. Has not what? Found rest. And the interpretation of this rest that we mean here can be extended to many things. My father said those days when we were young, you know, he likes to tell some stories. He said that there is a man, a very, very rich man, but he's involved, you know, those days that they are involved a lot in ritual stuff around. So he said that the man, when his time reached, they were now telling him his time has reached to die. They told him, your daughter gave birth. Guess what the man said? He said, and then what? They said, three of your containers just entered. He said what? And then what? They told him, the two Ghana must go of money that you demanded from the bank, they have brought it. Guess what he said? And then what? They now told him that the building, the two buildings that you want to buy, they have bought it. Guess what he said? And then what? They said, the car that you ordered has arrived in the garage. Guess what he said? And then what? He now called his driver and said, come and carry me. The driver now carried him, and they were moving with speed and came to the bridge, and there was hold up. He told the driver, can't you move through here? Can't you move? The driver said, the whole place is locked now. How am I going to move? He said, my friend, move. He just opened the car, came out, climbed on the bridge, and jumped into the water. Say restlessness. The demon is on his case. Have you heard about Saul? The scripture says that there is an evil spirit that was on the case of that man. Once that evil spirit comes like this, he doesn't know David again. He doesn't know anybody. The same person that was he took javelin to, he has lost his peace. He has lost his coordination. He has lost his ability to think through matters. Are you with me? Once you see this, I'm giving you how to identify demonic presence. Once you know this, just know that demons are working. You are not seeing it, but they are working. There are many, but I will just say a few. If you see people that are drug addicts, that have gone to a point where a spirit is now helping them in their engagement, they also behave like that. You know now? The next one is torment. Say torment. Acts chapter 5 verse 16. Acts chapter 5 verse 16. In fact, the one that is common about demonic presence and oppression, at least you know torment. Even if you don't know anyone, you know torment. As long as a demon is around, you will see torment. Read it. We must set off from the scripture, okay?
In so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets,
yes,
and laid them on beds,
uh-huh,
and couches,
uh-huh,
that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by, mm-hmm, might overshadow some of them. Sorry. Mm-hmm. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks,
mm-hmm,
and them which are vexed with unclean spirits.
Now, if your Bible is your own, are you with me? that word vex. In fact, if you have your Bible like my own now, you can check the next meaning. What you see there is what? Torment. If you have another translation, what you will see is what? Torment. Anybody that is taken with an evil spirit, you will see torment. You can sit down. Have you seen people like this, and you know that Satan, even you used to say it, that Satan is tormenting the life of this person? In fact, some of you used to claim it as a blessing. Hey, why are you tormenting my life? Are you not saying it? Stop tormenting my life. Stop tormenting. You don't know what it means to torment until a demon is on your case. You know what is torment? The best way is not that, but the best way I will explain it to you. Have you seen those pictures of demon when you are small? Of Satan? The one that carries pitchfork. My God. That is the best way for, let me say it, but that is not what it means. But it means that torment means that the spirit is causing you all kinds of discomfort. Are you with me? If a spirit is tormenting you, that means that he must be afflicting you with something that is destabilizing you. For example, torment can come as sickness. Are you with me? Torment can come like madness. Torment can come like pain. Torment can also come like frustration. Torment can come like sleeplessness, insomnia. Torment can come like nightmare. Say nightmare. Some people are afraid to sleep. I'm telling you, once night is coming like this, they know there is trouble. It's torment. And most time, torment can be traced to fear. Have you not been walking on a path and everywhere is dark, and you start hearing quick, 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 hey, and you started walking like this? Why? It's torment. It's the fear. Meanwhile, that is not the original one. The original one, when it comes, you will literally feel it. You will know that you have passed some spirits. Meanwhile, that is not yet torment. Torment means that it is afflicting you with pain. It is putting pressure on your life, discomforting you, destabilizing you, taking your sleep away from you, taking your appetite away from you, taking your health away from you. Is what? Is tormenting you. You know what is torment? Another word I will use for torment is torture. Say torture. At least you have seen American movies. Even though Nigerian own is worse, but they won't show it. I've not been there, but they said around that your area, of course, of SAS, is the place still there? It be like you know a lot. If they carry you to that place, by the time you are coming back, some people will have partial paralysis just because they went there. I'm telling you, partial paralysis. A young man. That is the one. If they deal with you in that place, you will say what happened and what did not happen. They will tell you the right statement. You say, who knows how to speak grammar here? Like him, you know, he likes to speak like Pastor Chris. And I see the way you put your hand in your WhatsApp DP. I koboro sosanama. When they catch you in that place, you will start speaking your grammar. You know, this is not contained in the constitution. I demand for my constitutional rights. One person will now slap you from the back. That one is not my friend. If, but at least because of this, I think you are, at least you have tasted of it more. I know you have not been close. Your mother will cry. When they slap you, you know, there is factory resetting slap. I think my own mother went for the training too. Because when we were young, if she slaps you like this, as you are doing like this, you will now be saying the truth. So there is a way they will beat you in that place. And they will not give you statement to write. You will not say, please, I beg. You that is speaking grammar will now change. And they will tell them anything you want me to write. I will what? But before you said, I will not implicate myself in matters that doesn't concern me. I know the import of my writing. I cannot append my handwriting to something that is injustice. That is what is called torment. By the time spirits torment you, you will lose peace. If they bring food for you, you won't even like it. It's torment. They torture. That is what they torture you. They make sure you are in severe pain. Once you find yourself in severe pain and discomfort, a condition that you cannot bear and carry, then it's strange spirit is on your matter. Sometimes you feel like breaking. It's a spirit. Like what happened to Job. Job is the most typical example of what it means to pass through torment. But in his own case, Satan got permission. And you know what is torment? He really tormented Job. Struck him with sickness, nothing. Collected all his money, nothing. Collected his children, nothing. You don't know demon. Let me advise you in case you don't know. But I think you know. But let me still advise you. And second counsel. If Satan is moving this way, follow this way. In case you cannot be able to fight him, Satan is not somebody you can interact with and go scot-free. He will leave a mark on you that you will not recover from all the days of your life. I'm telling you. It is so bad that even if God comes to rescue you, there are some marks that will be there. Are you with me? For example, you can dabble with Satan. And then maybe you became an armed robber. They caught you and collect one of your leg. And then you got born again and surrendered to Jesus. My brother, it's only one leg you have now. Jesus has forgiven you and you are going to heaven. Are you with me? You can dabble with Satan, and they collect two of your children. And then you got born again and surrender the microsaid. I will lead you to Christ, get you filled with the Holy Ghost, cancel and break all those curses. My brother, your children have gone. Oh. You can be a woman. You know, these iron ladies, they actually did some sacrifice, heavy one, and they did it with their womb. Yes, no. If there is a story, if I tell you, you will close your ears. My friend told me that there is a woman, an iron lady somewhere. You know how he does his own, her own charm. He looks for young men like you people. And he will give you money. And you will become her gigolo. Say gigolo. Once he has finished your own destiny. A woman that is almost in her 60s. She will finish the destiny of that young man and give you car, and give you some small money. Then they will throw you away. You will never amount to anything in this life after that. Let me stop. There is something else I want to say, but let me stop. Amen. So that was the second. The third is wickedness. Say wickedness. Matthew chapter 12 verse 45. Matthew chapter 12, verse 45. Matthew chapter 12, verse 45.
Matthew chapter
12. If you are there, say amen. If you are there, say amen. You see, they are not there. Let's wait. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 45. I want you to follow. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 45. Okay, you can go ahead.
12:45, it says, "Then goeth he, taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation."
Now wait, the it's okay, you can sit down. If your Bible is your own, is it your own? Where is your pen? Underline wicked. Wicked spirit. We said day before yesterday, I told you people of a video I watched, and I saw somebody, you know the way they cut suya meat, that is the way I saw somebody cutting a fellow human being. These massacres that take place in the north, he's looking at the person is still alive. Have you killed goats before? Even if you kill goat, you will at least kill the goat before you do any other thing. This one, the goat, in this case the human being, is still alive. They carry their leg and put on your neck like this, tie your hand like this, and if you see the knife is like this, they will now put it here. Cut, remove this meat, cut, remove it, and then they cut, remove heart, cut. You are still doing like this. How can you do that as a human being if it is not wickedness that is at work? No human being in his right nature will be able to do that, except wickedness has found expression through his life. Actually, that is the spirit that finds expression in campus cultism. Are you with me? Campus cultism. So when you get back to your school, you notice those things. One of the things you need to do is to bind the spirit of wickedness that pervades him. That's what we make somebody look at another person. Some of them, they will carry gun, but they won't shoot you with gun. The only time they shoot with gun is if they find out that they cannot be able to meet you one-on-one. So they will just rush. No. What they do is that they will catch you. Keep gun one side. Use axe. Remove your hand. Remove the other hand. Remove leg. And they will now be removing your head. They won't do a clean cut. They will be doing chop. You know how you cut tree? I know you don't like this, my story, but I need to tell you that once you see a human being, some of them being that thing, let me use our parlance, ajebota. Some of them they have not killed fowl before in their life, but they entered campus and started killing. What happened? A friend told me a story that one of the things that happens, I think I've told a young man this, is that there is a communion that they take. After that communion, they will share from one plate and share from one bottle. When they now finished, as they are doing it, a spirit will come upon them. Once that thing comes, the fear will leave their eyes. The sanctity of human life will leave. They see you and see you. You are worth less than a cigarette to them. Why? There is a spirit of wickedness that has possessed those lives and is working out something that is unseeming. When you catch those people, they will become normal. They will start crying. And their parents will see them and even swear for them. How can this, my innocent? They normally look like you. They are very innocent. They look frail and weak. If they come here now, they might be looking for people like you. that you, but meanwhile, it's people like you that are protected. They are not really interested in those matters. But it's those slim guys that is fair, handsome, tall, and intelligent. Amona so vavahata. They will now say, no, there is no way they will. If you see those small boys in action, you will know that a spirit is what? Involved. Is wickedness. Is wickedness. Is wickedness. Is wickedness. I heard a story of a woman that she is skilled in dropping elephantiasis. Where is Henry? Has he gone? He is skilled in dropping elephantiasis. And then he is skilled in dropping tuberculosis. Is it tuberculosis? What is this cough? Okwaranta. The woman is so skilled in it that she has been possessed with the spirit of wickedness. Do you know what happened? A young man came back from abroad and they are warning him and say, don't visit people anyhow. He said, all this nonsense that people are saying is because they didn't go to school. I don't believe in those things. When you read, how can you look like, are you with me? He spoke grammar. After speaking, the people warning him, say, don't go there. What an elder we see sitting down. You have to climb a tree. He said, don't go there. This is not grammar. Are you hearing me? Stop scratching your this. Don't go there. But he went. He didn't know that the person he's interacting with has lost control of her ability to do certain things. I will now show you. What happened is that the woman now brought cola. They also told the guy, first, don't go there. In case you now find yourself, don't take anything. Don't eat. The guy said, no, don't worry, mama, don't worry, mama, don't worry. Say, mama, don't worry. It's not mama, it's mama. So, the woman now started begging him, how can you come to my house? And you will not take anything. And was begging the guy. The guy felt bad and collected and ate. It didn't take up to 5 minutes. The guy did. The woman now said, sorry, mom. I'm a home woman. Is that bad? The spirit in operation in that woman's life, we not stop until she has done something wicked. Forgive me, I'm not in control. Forgive me, I'm not in control. Meanwhile, the guy has collected tuberculosis. And he did toho, went abroad and died of toho. This is not to frighten you, it's just to tell you fact. These are small, it's not, we are just doing general study. Of course, these things are outside of your own scope. Because I have to say this now so that somebody, you know, people like to hear bad things. Let me now tell you the reality. The reality is that you have been given authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. It so happens that even if you eat any deadly thing, it won't do anything. Do you know how many deadly things we have eaten? It's too much now. We do it every day. Some of this food you are eating in 10, do you think is okay? The mosquito that have dealt with you, your body have aligned. Is when the thing is too much after 6 months, is overload. You now feel you take two drugs and you are okay. When I was in first year in UNN, a preacher, a white missionary, came, and he was talking about he was talking about the heroes of faith. Say heroes of faith. He said that they count him as a hero of faith back in America where he was coming from. Ask me how, why. This is the why. The man came to Africa the first time, and malaria caught him. You need to know why the white people is afraid of this pandemic the most, because the symptoms is like malaria. And you see, white people can see HIV and not be afraid, see anything, and but when they see malaria, they shut down everywhere. Try to travel to UK with a malaria drug. If they catch you, you don't do it. In fact, if you are an American citizen, they now catch you by mistake, they will quarantine you. Just like, you know the way they quarantine people now, that's the way they will quarantine. The man went back with malaria from Africa and they quarantined him. He said he was in a coma for 1 week. Malaria. I was trying to understand what he was saying. Doc, I was trying to understand the matter. So when he got well, he said, I'm going back to Africa. They were holding him like they were holding Paul. Don't go. That place you are going, you will die. They were holding him. He said, I'm going back to Africa. They said. So he came back here. He was on the stage and he's telling us he's a hero of faith. Because he survived malaria. I was trying to understand it. I could not. Amen. So there are many things we survive unconsciously. Many, there are many. If you know how many arrows, how many things you have eaten, how many stuff, there are the ones after I've eaten it, God will now tell me this one is poison. There are ones I ate and I know that this one, they went to an altar and presented it and brought. I say, I just take it, it will become manure in my body. I don't have plans to die. If I would die, it's not by poison, no. Oh, when our days is over, we will sleep and our legacy will be chronicled with the great in God. It's not by
poisoning. We don't die like that. We don't die by accident. We don't die by stuff. No. There are books that have to be written on the account of our faithful walk with God. Those books have not been written. You can't just wake up and die. Like you now. In case you now make mistake and die, then that means I will be in news. Anybody under me that dies is to raise the person quick and I will be in the news. I know you don't want me to be in the news and rain everywhere. I know you don't. So don't die. Because if you die, I will raise you. And they will now say, Pastor, raise somebody from the dead. Meanwhile, it is nothing. There are things. Raising of the dead is believers, is included in the believer's authority. Are you with me now? There are three sources of authority in the body of Christ. One is the believer's authority. Two is the ministry authority, and three is the authority of the body. Are you with me now? So even this one, raising of the dead, is included in the believer's authority. There is believer's authority, there is ministry authority, and then there is body authority, in that order. That's not where I'm going. So the next point is how to identify demonic presence. When you see restlessness, is it not true? When you see torment, is it not true? When you see wickedness, and then another way, this one is not a physical way. Well, you can still see it as physical way by discernment. Say discernment. I didn't say discerning of spirit. I said what? Let's quickly read two places. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14. You already know it. Acts chapter 16:16-18. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14.
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14.
Yeah.
But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age.
Yes.
Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Now, the end point of this process is that you will be equipped to do what? Discern. What is the subject, the context of discernment is between what? So, are you with me? Somebody, remember, this is senses. So, somebody that his senses has been exercised as a result of growth can easily trace a demonic activity. He doesn't need to see in the spirit. He can easily know that, this one is the flesh, is Satan, is demon walking. This one, he didn't see anywhere. It is because his spirit has been trained. His spirit can easily indict a good matter. Are you with me? And he also can easily indict a bad matter. He can indict evil and he can indict good. Anyway, for you to know this matter, a practical example is the one that is in the book of Acts chapter 16.
Acts chapter 16 from verse 16.
Yes. Yeah.
And it came to pass, as we went to pray, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination.
You know that word divination, if you check it, it also means Python. Say Python.
Python.
Say Python. 70% of the prophetic ministry we have around, man of God, is powered by the spirit of Python. That is where they generate their energy from. And you must have seen the extent of our ministry, that accuracy is not the issue. If truth in the context of the prophetic ministry is about accuracy, then I think this woman would have passed the class. Is it not true? In fact, if it is also measured only by the fact that what you are saying is just good, are you with me? Because some people assume, have you not seen it? Some prophetic, they will tell you the person helps the poor, he gives food to them, he does this. So you now measure it by good, say good. It is still not correct. Because yesterday we understand the basis of good in the kingdom. That the basis of good is as a result of what? God. That the good in you that cannot be traced to God is not acknowledged in heaven. See, you can be good as a normal human being, but that is not the good that God is after. You can be good after flesh and the naturalness. The thing that came to you from Adam. There are good things that came from Adam. And there are bad things that also came from what? The worst part is the good things that came from Adam. You see it? So, read it. You will see.
Metals, which brought pastors much gain by soothsaying.
Yes.
The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God.
Watch, I want to ask, is Paul and the people not servants of the Most High God? Accuracy is not enough. Maybe one day we'll show the seven tests of spirits. Seven tests of spirit. The Bible says, test what? There are seven tests of spirit. Seven layers of discernment. Continue.
Which you unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days.
Imagine. Okay. Wait. Her gospel is almost better than your own. Look at what she said. These are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. She is so accurate. The fact that she even added salvation will throw me off. Because, are you with me? Are you following me? If she just said that I'm a man of God, anointed, called by God, I would say, anybody can say that. But she went further to to even accredit the context, the scope of the apostolic ministry, the scope of the ministry of the body of Christ.
Give me a volume small. It seems as if I just felt a wind now. Maybe we might have to fly in some seconds. Are you with me? Continue reading.
But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour.
Now watch. It's okay. Remember, we are looking at the capacity to be able to know the presence and oppression of a devil as a result of your spirit being trained and matured, as a result of your engagement in truth. Are you with me? You see, this experience is taking place in a sphere that is called his spirit, because the testimony that we saw in the scripture is that the Bible said that he was what? Grieved in the spirit. That is a reaction that was taking place in his spirit. You see, he was not able to see it. She followed them for many days. And that man, as great as he is, do you know the measure of grace that Apostle Paul carried? But he was not able to notice the deviousness of the manifestation of that spirit upon that lady. And this is the case that we see in many churches. We see people that operate by the spirit of divination and by the teaching that they are bringing from the pulpit. Are you with me? You will never be able to know that these men are speaking from the spirit of sorcery, from the spirit of soothsaying, of divination, because even their grammar, their lingo is mixed with the scripture. Their gospel seems as if it's correct. Are you with me? Such that even somebody like Paul was carried away for some season, until one day his training came into action. That is why you must receive training and education in the body of Christ. The context, the focus, the job of the ministry gifts is to equip believers in such a way that they will be matured into the stature. Stature is what ministers to you the adequate discernment that you need to participate in the things of life and the kingdom. Are you with me? So it was stature that gave them the final tool that they needed to operate in that place, because giftings failed, even experience failed, a lot of things failed. But the training of their spirit, something about their spirit began to react. Have it not happened to you before? Sometimes you will meet somebody, you will not know what it is. There is nothing in the natural to suggest that this thing, something is wrong in it. But your spirit is what? Reacting. There is a reaction. What is coming into play as of that moment is the training, the maturity that has come into your spirit as a result of education in truth. Are you with me? When a man has been educated in truth for so long, remember, truth is an embodiment of reality. It is not really about the information, it's about the reality. So when a matter begins to come into the region of reality, then reality will process the matter. When you process a matter through reality, the only thing that you will see after that procession is only reality. It so happened that his spirit that has been trained with reality processed those information. After some season that he used other tools to try to trace the function of this thing, he was not able to come into an acknowledgement. So the truth, the heart that has been trained with truth, now processed the matter. It so happened that there is no reality that test found. Remember, his spirit was trained with truth, and truth only functions around reality. It so happened that in all the things that the lady is saying, that there is no reality in it, even though the statement according to the natural seems as if it's correct. Many people have been carried away by diverse doctrines. Some of them look good. The Bible says in the last days, many people will be seduced. As a matter of fact, it is not demonic oppression and activity is beyond sickness. there is a demonic activity that have the target to separate you from the love of God. You hear gospels that will separate you from the things that will bring you to the fulfillment of your calling, the destiny of God for your life. Are you with me now? That is what this thing, this lady, was trying to do. She was presenting a gospel that seems as if it's correct. Are you with me? And all the natural testing that we did was not able to administer a correct result until our heart, our spirit that was nurtured with truth, began to test the matter. And then we subjected it to reality. We found out that it was lacking. We will have to test many doctrines in these last days. Because when they asked Jesus, they asked him, what is the sign of the last days and of your coming? He said, what? Be not deceived. That was the answer he gave. To prove the point that there are many people that will enter and bring deceit. They will continue to teach many things. In fact, the scripture says some of them will come and say, I am Christ. Now, the truth is that if you look at some of the doctrine, if you are not careful, you will think it's correct. Is it not true? How many of you have seen it? They will weave it with... That was when I found out that what Peter said was actually correct. He said that we have not believed cunningly devised fables. There is such a thing as cunningly devised fables. When you test it with intellectualism, it will pass the grade. It has to be taken to a deep place in God, where the only thing residing in that place is an embodiment of reality. When it is put in that stethoscope, you will find out that there is nothing there that it can be traced to God. It is in that place that we know that a spirit, a demon, is the source of these teachings. It is my personal belief that many have to be delivered from the spirit of false doctrine. It's my belief. That is one of the reasons why we are doing this teaching. There is such a thing as that spirit. When it comes, it will be working on you. You will be looking at the Bible. You will think you are getting revelation. It's not revelation. A spirit is teaching you that thing. You have been enslaved. You are seeing something else. Haven't you noticed that there are hosts of demons that are released in these last days? Their job is to teach false doctrine. So you will sit down with your Bible. You will think what you are seeing is revelation. You will not know that you are being educated by a spirit. That the light that you are seeing in the scripture that you thought is light is actually darkness in itself. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In that season, you have to, the only remedy, it's not all the things I mentioned. It has to be as a result of a spirit that is trained and educated. That's why we pray the way we pray. There is a place you pray, you touch truth as a reality in the spirit. Beyond the words that are said, there is a reality that you touched in God. Are you with me now? There are things you encountered in the spirit. When your heart opened up to God, when you are praying, you touch on certain matters. And then when you come in the natural, men begin to talk. You seem as if what they are saying is correct. But when you trace it to the encounter that you had, you find out that there is nothing in them that can be compared with the reality that you touched in your encounter. In your place of prayer, Jesus spoke to you. And when they came, they told you that Jesus is speaking from their mouth. But you notice that there is nothing in what they are saying that is concurrent, that can be traced to the encounter that you had. You will now see that these men lie. The truth of God is not in their mouth. They are being taught and educated by the spirit. And we will be delivered once again by that spirit of seduction. We will hear many gospels, but we will know the one that is correct. Because we will be delivered from the spirit of the last days. Living water, let me drink from you. Holy Spirit, let me drown in you. Tell God to train your spirit to such an extent that you will never be deceived. You will never be taken by devils.
the sweet fables and talks of men. Cunningly devised fables. They can coil me together. It looks so excellent. It looks so intellectual. It looks as if it doesn't have any loophole. But when you test it in the spirit, it has nothing to reckon with the Christ, with the Jesus that you encountered. Everyone under the sound of my voice, he said, deliver from the spirit of deception. I command every spirit that is teaching you something that can be traced to Jesus to leave now. Leave now. We will know God by reality. We will know God in truth. So that after this education, our spirit, we will be equipped to be able to know when demons and devils at once that is generated are not a new layer of insight, of revelation. You will not use result to know. Result is not enough. Manifestation is not enough. Miracle is not enough, my friend. The Bible says that the woman is prophesying. And she's bringing much gain, so she has results in her ministry.
Thank you. some kinds of places. They have given you some water, they have passed you through some rubbish. Let me pray for you now, in the name of Jesus Christ. By the ministry of the blood, you are washed from those nonsense. Some of them, they gave you soap. Some of them, they gave you some books to read. Some occultic books. Some, they gave you some occultic videos. You need to renounce them now. You need to renounce them in the name of Jesus. Some of them, they expose you to some knowledge. Some of them, they expose you to astral projection. You need to renounce them now. What you need is a genuine encounter from the one that was dead and is now alive. John said, what our hands have handled. I decree that every impact and every foothold that has been given to the devil, whether you know or not, today, it is taken away in the name of Jesus. It is taken away in the name of Jesus. Every effect and every devil that is operating in your life and manipulating the outcome of your destiny as a result of that is hereby expelled, is hereby cast out. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. I see behind every connection and link between you and unfriendly spirits, demonic spirits, unclean spirits, foul spirits, wicked spirits. I declare everybody under the sound of my voice that is sick of any infirmity, I command that sickness to go. Everybody that is afflicted by any demon, any spirit of infirmity, I charge you to leave now in the name of Jesus. I charge you to leave now in the name of Jesus. I charge you to leave now in the name of Jesus. I declare freedom. I declare freedom. I declare freedom from any spirit that is at work in any life. Every spirit of addiction, every spirit of masturbation, every spirit of immorality, every spirit of backwardness, of limitation, every spirit that is at work in your life, every spirit of infirmity, in the name of Jesus, I come against you now. I come against you now. I touch you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Go! Come back no more. We break your walk. We break your hold. We declare everybody that is sick healed now. Healed of every infirmity, of heart disease. Let new heart and new organs be given. We speak to muscles. We speak to tissues. We speak to bones. We speak to joints. My God. We speak to the cartilage, to the cells, to the organs. We speak to the heart. Respond, respond. We speak to the liver. We speak to the kidney. Respond now, in the name of Jesus. We declare healing. We declare healing. Receive your testimony in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever be your heart cry and prayer, I declare now that is granted to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever is your need is granted to you in the name of Jesus. I receive the answer for you from the home of the altar. From the home of the altar. And I deliver it to you now. In the name of Jesus. Your expectation will not be cut off. For Satan is forever defeated over your life. And we triumph in that victory. In Jesus' mighty name. Tomorrow is our business seminar by 9 a.m. 9 to 2 or 3. And the same thing on Saturday. There is a mighty release of finances. And God can only give you what you have capacity for. He said He gave to everyone according to what? According to what? Your capacity. So God can say many things, but if you don't have the capacity, it will not come. And then
Next week Tuesday we meet again 5 p.m. to continue this series as the Holy Spirit leads us. You can cast your seed and offering, your tithe, your gifts, you are blessed in Jesus' mighty name.